Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
World, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And a special shout out goes out to everybody that's over there, the first responders, the power guys, the people that work with the Department of Public Works and whatnot that are over there in the affected area with Hurricane Ida. Thoughts and prayers go with you. We know you're going to have a really, really, really busy few days. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And we certainly appreciate the over-the-road truck drivers. They're going to be busy, too, bringing supplies in to the affected areas. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And we're also over on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And I'm going to bring our host, or co-host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics from California IA, into the mix. And there's a whole bunch of people standing on the porch and waiting to do this.
Well, there they are. Good morning.
All right. Thank you very much, gang. See you later. Okay, there they go. Now, let's get started with the pledge because we got a lot of news tonight. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, a special shout-out and a thank you to the Republican Party Liberty Caucus that had their great Constitution Day breakfast there in Sarasota on Saturday. I was very happy to be invited and be a small part of that. And it's a very good group, and I'd suggest that those of you around the country, if you haven't heard about them, check them out, the Republican Party Liberty Caucus. Now, we also got to say, Kyle, hello to Richard and Marine out in Oregon, because he's got a message here. This time it's a message with a mission. He says, good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle. I'm really angry of how the president and top leaders are abusing and destroying our armed forces. Well, semper fi back to you, Richard, but you get what you elect. And whether you like it or not, these guys got elected, and there is a way to fight back, and we'll get into all that in a little bit. But, Kyle, right now, we got to fight back by talking about the weather, because it's really, really going to be dramatic in Louisiana and parts of Mississippi. And I will say that the life-threatening storm surge inundation, which is continuing through tonight in portions of the coast between Burns Point, Louisiana, to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Now, the overtopping of local levees outside the hurricane and storage damage risk reduction system was possible in some areas where the water did come over the top, but not everywhere, thank God, because the local inundation values aren't going to be as high as what they thought they were, even though they had that tremendous storm surge that came in with the storm at high tide. Now, wind damage is going to continue to occur because this thing has still got 100-mile-an-hour winds as a Category 1, but it's got a limited area of 125-mile-an-hour winds. And we were talking about what the maximum winds were to come in with, Kyle. What did you find out?
Well, we knew that just before it made landfall, they were clocking in at about 168 miles an hour. It came to onto land just short of 157 miles per hour, which would have put it into the Category 5 category. So it was really very close to that. And, of course, as it makes landfall, those winds will go down just a little bit.
It's already made landfall.
Well, no, exactly right. As it does that, it starts to slow down a little bit. But, Captain, what we've seen in terms of the damage and the devastation is still incredibly significant. Just to give some perspective, back in 1935, what was called then the Labor Day Hurricane, it had some winds up to 185 miles per hour. That's right. And just only about five different storms this century have made, or in the last century, have made landfall as a Category 5, including Camille back in 1969.
Now, this thing is doing a little wobbling around, and it's gotten a little bit closer to New Orleans in the last hour or so. New Orleans is totally dark, at least one whole section of one parish is without power, right?
Yes, almost the entire parish there in New Orleans is without power. We understand an estimated 1 million customers.
And I've been listening to the Jefferson Parish fire on my scanner over here that's sitting off to my right side, and you may or may not hear fire alarms going off here in a little bit, dispatch alarms. But they've been very busy with down trees, down power lines. They've had a number of structure fires, gas leaks, both natural gas and regular gas, and people calling up saying, well, we can't get out. We need to get out. But the one thing that did happen was there were a couple of barges that broke loose from their mooring, and they managed to go rumbling down the river, and they took a bridge out. Now, that bridge that they took out goes to a little island where there's about 500 people that have been hunkered down on the island. So now they're going to have to go rescue them when they can see what they're doing.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, the power being out means that this is going to be out for weeks, is what is estimated
well,
early
the bridge,
on here.
The bridge being out, it'll take them a while to build. So,
yes.
I mean, goodness sakes, and this is one of the little small fishing islands there. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Monday morning. It is a busy Monday morning. And I haven't even gotten into Kabul yet, where we had some rockets fired at us. We fired back. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And as many of you know, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on a little bit more than 6 years. Now, the truth of it is, when I started this, to take this, and again, I don't endorse anything unless the product works. It's that simple. And when I started this, I knew that there were literally millions of people like myself that suffered with pain for various reasons or discomfort and swelling and whatnot. And I figured, well, heck, if it worked for me, maybe it worked for somebody else. So when I got a hold of Pete and Seth Talbot and said, I'd like to try to help you out here. What can I do and how can we get you set up? I found out that they were on a mission. And I mean on a mission, because you rarely see this kind of focus and commitment to help people out. And they shared with me that they were planning on doubling down sales and helping as many people as they could, which would literally double the total number of their happy customers this year, next year, the year after, and so on. And I believe they're going to do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. It's still discounted to $19.95, which is about $1 a day to see if they can get you out of pain. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee every day to stay out of pain. So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, because after all you got to do is get out of pain, and that's one way to do it. And back to the phone in Kyle Warren, and that works for me, Kyle. Does it work for you?
Well, you know, to be honest, I haven't had to use it, thank goodness, but it's worked for so many people, Captain. We keep getting stories from listeners who use it, and it's absolutely helping them.
Yeah, and I realize that some of you in Louisiana tonight, like William, or no, this isn't William, who is this? This is, well, William's in there too, Cousin Vinny, but this is from Eric, and it's not Eric the trucker, it's another Eric, telling me that he's listening to me in Slidell, Louisiana, right now via his truck radio. So somebody, our affiliates over there, has got the power going, apparently.
Well, that's really good. Perhaps they have generators.
But by power, I think that's generator or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because this is going to be, and of course, when the storm passes, that's going to become an issue, of course, with refrigeration.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Cousin Vinny, that storm's coming your way up there. It's going to Tennessee, right up there about where he's at. That's going to make that loop and then go back across towards, it's going to be like, let's see, I-40, I-64, and run it over towards the East Coast. So that's what it's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, getting back to where we were at here, obviously the weather... If you're on I-10, okay, you need to just make a right-hand turn before you get to Mobile, Alabama, or maybe at Mobile, and go up 65. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because right now you might have some problems trying to get to Mobile because there's all kinds of tornado watches and warnings up and down Alabama right now. And the easternmost part of this rain, these bands of rain, has taken us over almost to Tallahassee, right on the state line. So you need to go north and try to get north as soon as you can. If you get up on I-20 and you come west, you probably are going to drive right into it again in Jackson, Mississippi. So that being said, you need to get up on I-40 to pretty much miss the system. And I-55, don't even think about it going south to Memphis for a while.
Exactly right, Captain. And you know, from your experience, by the way, a lot of things I'm sure have been pre-positioned to come in to help people. Whereabouts do you think they would have found the best place to do that at this point?
Well, in Alabama, they always used to like to go to Montgomery, Alabama, and stage there. So I'm assuming that's where they went this time because they can go, you know, north, south, east, west out of there, depending on what's going on. But the guys over in the west in Texas and from Oklahoma and Texas and whatnot, they get right down as close as they can to the outside of the area. They might be down in Arkansas, down around Texarkana or something like that, and then they'll come across that way to go into Louisiana, come down the U.S. highway, not the interstate. Or they might come down out of Shreveport. Mm-hmm. To get down there, that's a possibility too. Come down the interstate that way to get down to I-10 and work their way over that way. But again, it's going to be interesting. And I probably saw yesterday gassing up. Well, actually, it was Saturday gassing up and headed north. A whole bunch of Florida Power and Light and Duke Power trucks that were traveling together, about 40 or 50 of them, and I know they were headed that way.
Yeah, it is not a fast thing, but they do it as quickly as they can to try to restore power, to energize the lines and put them back, especially if they've been taken down during the storm. We also understand, Captain, the Louisiana National Guard, over the last 72 hours, has activated some 4,900 guardsmen.
They activated a whole National Guard on in the state, every one of them.
Yes, and they've got 195 high-water vehicles, 73 rescue boats, and 34 helicopters that they are have at the ready to go in and help the people as soon as they can.
Yeah, and the Cajun Navy is in works, too.
That's right, exactly right.
Yeah, Cousin Vinny's saying he knows about the storm.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, you stay dry up there, Cousin Vinny. No checking for Russian subs. You don't need to be anywhere near the water's going to be high enough. All right, let me go back over here because we had a situation yesterday where we had five rockets that were fired by somebody, probably ISIS-K again, but fired in the general vicinity of the airport. Now, we fired at them and were able to strike some of them. We didn't get them all because some of them came down in a residential area, but we were able to hit them with one of our new systems that we've got, which is called the CRAM system. And basically, that's something that can take anything from mortar shells to artillery rounds out of the sky.
Well, I'm glad that it was able to be so effective, obviously. But, of course, the ramifications of this, Captain, are enormous. The Taliban are supposed to be keeping this tamp down. I don't think anybody really believes that they really want to do that per se, because obviously they continue to be against the forces there. But if, God forbid, one of these rounds, big shells would hit one of the planes, there would be a loss of life, of course.
Well,
I can't imagine what the ramifications
are. Well, used to have something called measuring. They were trying to measure to see how close they could get and see what they needed to do. And I think that's exactly what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to measure and see if they can hit one of those aircraft, because if they can, that would be a big star in their cap. But now I got to go to something different, which really, really, really is bothering me. Did you see the coffins of the deceased soldiers and sailors and airmen, Navy people come in yesterday at Dover?
Dover, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you notice anything that President Biden did that was totally and completely disrespectful?
What was that?
He looked at his watch.
Wow.
He stood there and tried, I don't know what he was trying to do, but he put his hand on his other, his right hand on his left hand and looked at his watch. Now, what the hell was so important that he had to look at his watch when he should have been standing there at parade rest, or certainly a simulated version of attention, and then snapping to, and he could have saluted, but he didn't do it. I don't know why. He could have saluted, but he put his hand over his heart.
Well, Captain, I think that looking at the watch would be a real tell in this case.
It was horrible.
Yeah. He
disrespectful to the umpteenth degree.
Well, right, yeah. Well, he didn't want to be there because he doesn't want to deal with this issue. I think a little bit of a psychological thing there, similar to when he didn't want to take questions about Afghanistan when he was at FEMA talking about the storm, and then saying he wouldn't take questions on Afghanistan. He got a question on Afghanistan. He walked away, but not after slapping the podium with his hand. These are all very obvious things. I think Biden and the rest of the Biden people, they want to just sort of wash their hands of this, because they think a week from now they're going to be talking about infrastructure.
And no, they're not.
Everybody's just going to, this is all going to blow over.
No, they're not. Believe me. And by the way, when we come back, folks, I've just begun to fight. These birds, over the weekend, I'll tell you what, I was with a great bunch of patriots over the weekend. A great bunch of patriots. You're about to hear some things that came out of there that it's about damn time that we did what we're going to do. But I'll be telling you about what we'll be up to, so don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States and more than 100 other countries said Sunday that they expect the Taliban to allow safe and orderly travel out of Afghanistan after the final withdrawal of U.S. troops on August 31st. In a joint statement, the coalition of countries called on the Taliban government to keep their promise that there will be freedom to travel after U.S. forces leave, and that they would not retaliate against those Afghans who had worked with U.S. personnel during their time there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that the U.S. cannot take the Taliban at its word, but tells NBC's Meet the Press that the international community expects it to fulfill its promises.
A very senior Taliban official went on television and radio across the country and repeatedly assured people in Afghanistan that they would have the freedom to travel after August 31st. He even specifically said those who work for the Americans and those who want to leave for whatever reason will have that freedom. Now, of course, we don't take the Taliban at their word. We take them by their deed, and that's what we're going to be looking to.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mark Walters. And, of course, last night he had the monster cast on many of these same stations all across the country. ArmedAmericanRadio.org, the website. Check it out. And I'm on his program every now and then. Never know when it's going to be. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, let me tell you something. Mike Lindell is a hell of a guy. He's going to be in Orlando in about 2 weeks. We'll be telling you more about that. But the MyPillow.com website is where he's got all of his products. And if you want to save some money, and I mean some serious money, you can click on the Radio Listener Specials tab that's right there. Click on the Radio Listener Specials tab. It'll take you right to the page. You'll see 18 or 20 different products with an insanely low price, deep discounts coming out the yin-yang, and all you got to do to get the prices is use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And ask to speak to a live person, which you will, and you'll be able to ask any questions you want or place an order there, too. Remember, the promo code is always CAPTAIN. So, go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials tab that's there, and you'll get those ridiculously low prices, deeply discounted. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, the phone number one more time, 800-641-5459. And that noise you hear over my shoulder is Jefferson County Fire, New Orleans City Fire, and they've got another call they're dispatching right now. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, less than half of Americans now have a favorable opinion of little Dr. Fauci. Does that surprise you?
No.
And most still want to follow the COVID-19 experts' advice on dealing with the pandemic, but they just don't want to be told that they have to do it.
Well, exactly right. I don't know to what degree a lot of this is recoverable with Dr. Fauci. I honestly think, you know, perhaps we need a new voice or a new face or some kind of new communicator about this. I think, Captain, it got so politicized from the very, very beginning, Fauci versus Trump, as it were, that it's very, very difficult to have this carry over. That being said, people do want to be able to fight the virus. They do want to know what's expected of them. They want to understand why, and they don't like the goalposts moving, because every time the goalposts moved, we were simply told, well, you don't understand science because we're following the science. But the goalposts were moving in many ways because of a political statement.
Well, that's true. Okay, that's true. And I think we're done moving the goalposts for a little while anyway, but we'll see. Now, Twitter is censuring many people, including the COVID researcher Alex Berenson, over his viral COVID-19 tweets, where he was daring to challenge little Dr. Fauci and saying, hey, some of your stuff doesn't quite cut the mustard.
Well, right. And again, we're supposed to be able to talk about things. You know, and especially when it comes to doing science or doing medicine, you have this thing called peer review. People are supposed to be able to take your work, review it, and try to duplicate it in most cases, and then try to find out if this is all really holding up or not. And that's how we find out things. We can't simply have a party line that comes out, because I think, Captain, we can talk about these things and at the same time be able to communicate that it's best to do things that help to stop the spread of the disease and so forth. But somehow, and of course, because these are private platforms, it becomes, no, wait a minute, you've stepped over the party line and so you're silenced. So that's not what the American public expects, but that's what they get.
Well, they can do what France and Germany are doing.
What's that?
Tens of thousands of people over the weekend were protesting in the street all across France and Germany against the COVID-19 vaccine passport.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. So imagine if we saw that here, that might be not very well received by the party elite, as it were, and certainly not by many in the media. What should be people uniting in terms of trying to do something about this and so that we can all get back to quote-unquote normal, the politics of it all have been exacerbated in so many ways by the incoming Biden administration at that time when he was supposed to unite everybody, but it's actually made things worse.
Well, yesterday was a national day of protests that had been called for during the week last week. We mentioned it several times. I didn't go anywhere because it's my day off and I slept in late. But it was yesterday at 12 noon around the country. They did have thousands of people out there, including in Washington, D.C.
Well, exactly right. And so, again, and you know, this about the events in Kabul and then how it's been going. I think, Captain, people are united in many different ways about that. We're seeing so much outpouring for the 13 service people that were killed, and certainly I think the attitude towards Joe Biden, not only on Afghanistan but on other issues as well, is just cratering at this point.
Now I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Hollywood celebrities are rallying around Gavin Newsom in his effort to retain his governorship. And they're bankrolling his defense. There's a lot of Hollywood types that are throwing lots and lots and lots of money at Newsom. I know Larry Elder doesn't have a lot of money, but I know Larry Elder's also confident that he'll win this thing. So what's going on in California? Everybody wants to know.
Well, For one thing, Larry Elder, I think, is being very shrewd in his commercials that he's making, and he's making some commercials that are in direct response to some of these ridiculous notions that somehow he's the, and again, this is what he's been called, quote-unquote, the black face of white supremacy, unquote. He's got commercials now where he just says, look, you know, do I look like a white supremacist to you? He's responding almost in real time to these things, and steering back the discussion from these ridiculous political attacks to what's happening in California, and what the governor has done or left undone, really, actually, in so many ways. And I think that the very fact that we're seeing a lot of the entertainment people come in now at this hour shows, again, it's the tell. It's the desperation. They're attacking Larry Elder because they know that he has a very good chance of walking away with this thing. And at the same time, they're coming in and showing that that Newsom is in real trouble.
Just got an interesting message from AT&T. It was a press release. All AT&T customers will not be charged for data or text overages during the hurricane.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So, well, of course, because a lot of that can be trying to communicate with family, let them know where they are, and or try to get news out of that, word of what's happening in those areas where there's no electricity, for example.
Yeah, so I'll say that again. All AT&T customers in the Hurricane Ida affected area won't be charged for data or text coverages during the hurricane.
Very good. Very cool.
Now, I want to also mention something. This is the service that people forget until you get a storm like a big-time hurricane. The United States Coast Guard, they will be flying in their helicopters today. They probably were flying a little bit yesterday, but it was very hard to get in certain places with the wind the way it was. But they'll have their cutters, their shallow watercraft will be out and about looking to see if they can help people. And you'll see the Coast Guard literally both the reserve, the auxiliary, rather, they call them the auxiliary and the regular Coast Guard all through the affected area.
Exactly. That's very, very interesting.
And I've worked with them many, many times before when I was up on Lake Ontario with the fire department. And I'll tell you what, there's nobody better to work with than those guys. They really know their stuff, and they train hard for things like this. They train hard.
Well, exactly. I mean, because it's go time. I mean, this is what they expect to happen, and that's why they train the way that they do. And when it does, now they're running their training in real time. So that's really amazing.
Yep, very much so. And of course, you're not done, Louisiana. You're not done, Mississippi. You're not done, Alabama. There's still plenty of power left as long as it's drawn water from the Gulf up through here and way over as far as just about Mobile, Alabama. You're getting rain and flooding and some winds there. They aren't what they were, but it's windy enough. So batten down the hatches and stay comfortable tonight. Stay warm and stay dry. I'll be right back with more. Ron Edwards is taking us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Council, and you're listening to the Captain Matt Bruce on America's Third Watch.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, thank you very much, Don and Don, up here in Carrollton, Georgia Way. And you guys are probably safe and won't have much of anything to look at there except sunny skies. So you lucked out on this one, but maybe the next time. But anyway, the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you. This Truckers Highway and Byway segment is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Now, the Pilot and Flying J's, they're open wherever they're at. They're certainly feeding people wherever they're at. They do have generators in their truck stops, which is something that a lot of people have to do along the interstate. So as far as I know, they should have power and everything should be operating as normal with the generators, that is. So stop on by. If you got to camp out for a while, that'd be the place to do it, the Pilot of the Flying J. In the meantime, we're going to go patriotic with you tonight because it's about damn time we start waving the flag again. And here we go.
Here's what I tell everyone.
born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle
fly. Goodness, Aaron Tippett, and I'll tell you what, that came out after the first attack at the World Trade Center, and he put that out there, and Kyle, that still gets it done today for me.
It really does. It really, really does. That's a great song.
Yep, and I'm going to be playing a lot of stuff like that. You know, somebody told me the other day, they said, why even bother? It's not worth it anymore. They cheat in the elections, they do this, they do that. I said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Get away from me. What do you mean get away from me? You don't have any, you don't even deserve to be in America if you're not willing to stand up and fight for your rights. We can beat these guys at their own game. We can do this. And by God, we're gonna. And if we stick together, that's how we're gonna do it for openers. We got a plan. We keep telling you what the plan is, and we'll get into all that in the second hour. But right now, I gotta tell you about the weather. Now, as the extremely dangerous Hurricane Ida moves inland, life-threatening impacts are going to spread all throughout Louisiana, Mississippi, overnight and into Monday. It's terrible when these storms come through at night, Carl. You know it and I know it, because you don't even know if you're going to have a tornado or not, because there's tornadoes popping up with this thing as it starts to move in inland right now. Now, wind damage will occur in areas near the core of the storm. Heavy rain will result in threatening flash flooding over portions of the Mississippi River Valley all the way up towards Memphis, Tennessee, and then in through the Tennessee Valley through Monday. And this sucker is supposed to go right back out as a tropical depression and become a tropical storm again up the East Coast and go up through New England. How do you like that?
Yeah, exactly right. Yes.
All right, so tell us what's going on out west.
Well, out west tonight, Captain, we're looking through the state of New Mexico. We've got some flash flood watches that are going on there. This is going to be in the Albuquerque, Santa Fe area, also in the Socorro area, and west over to the Arizona state line. Looks like you could get some pretty good downpours in those areas, so be very careful of that. It's also going to stretch east over towards Tucumcari as well, so be advised of that. As we move up through the I-25 corridor, we've got some fire weather warnings, of course, in southern Wyoming, this just outside of Cheyenne, but also encompassing Laramie and Rawlins as well. Over in Idaho, same thing. In the Twin Falls area, also in the Idaho Falls area, you want to be careful of that. Low humidity, gusty winds. Washington State also has its share in the Walla Walla area, also up north into central Washington. Washington as well. You've got that moving up from Walla Walla. Oregon, fire weather warning, southern Oregon there, of course, the fire burning there. But also, very important, this is now southwest of Lake Tahoe. The Caldor fire is moving very, very rapidly. They're saying that basically on Sunday it just let loose, where it was going about a mile or so each day. It's now moving about 2.5 miles, and that's at a pretty good pace. And so some evacuations are being ordered near the South Lake Tahoe area, so this is going to be continuing for a time, so we want to keep you advised of that. Excessive heat warnings in the California, Southern California area. This is going to be out near Barstow and Ridgecrest. If you're heading up Interstate 15 towards Las Vegas, be aware of that as well.
Okay, now, down in Louisiana, down in Mississippi, down in the western half of Alabama, and going up into Tennessee, you need to be very, very alert of what's happening and what's coming your way. First of all, nobody needs to be on I-10 or I-12 for any reason for at least a day or two. I would say two is better than one. There's flooding, a lot of low-level flooding. We've been told there's at least one bridge out. There may be bridge damage done to some other bridges because of the fact the water came up so much and a lot of debris was floating up and getting jammed along the bridges. Also, I-55 coming out of New Orleans is no piece of cake either. There's a lot of low-lying areas in there, which I'm sure are flooded right now. There's trees down everywhere, and even going up 55, there's trees down. Also, coming out of Mobile, Alabama, you might have some problems on I-65. The reason for that is because right now there is a tornado watch, not warning, tornado watch for the southern lower part from Mobile on up towards Montgomery and that area for tornadoes, sporadic tornadoes all through that area. Flooding north of that, all the way up to Nashville, Tennessee. And it's going to rain and rain and rain and rain and rain. Now, we're talking anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of rain. We've already had in some areas as much as 14, 16 inches of rain. New Orleans, when they look at it tomorrow, Kyle, when we see the pictures of it from the air, it's going to look like somebody dropped a bomb in some of those sections. You want to bet?
No, I'm afraid so. That's especially with those wind speeds, Captain. It just really causes so much devastation as well.
Well, they had sustained winds at 125 to 135 miles an hour for about 8 hours.
Yes, and
so you do the math.
Yeah, it's devastating. And then the storm surge in and of itself and the levee system, obviously, they had done a lot of renovations.
Well, thank God that held up.
Yes, exactly. And they had done, and this was really going to be the acid test.
But we have an ongoing flood threat for the rest of the night into tomorrow, especially for all of the state of Mississippi, for all of the eastern part of Louisiana, over to Baton Rouge, north-south, on up to the southeastern corner of Arkansas, and this is pretty much following the Mississippi River and the right side of the Mississippi River all the way up to Memphis before it makes that right turn and goes over towards Kentucky and the Virginias, West Virginia and Virginia, Maryland, and then probably is going to go up the East Coast as a tropical storm. All right, Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we take this here break. And some guy's going to tell you that we're going on a break here. So let's see what he has to say.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.